fassbender
bag.
Oh, it's called Poppy. Yeah, it's a Poppy. But when's the last time you had a root beer?
Oh, root beer flavor. Nice. I don't like the poppies. I only like the Olipops. Sorry. Of the like probiotic drink situations. Yeah, because they're weird.
I think the Olipop is better, in my opinion. The Poppy was just like right as I was checking out.
Yeah.
I got strawberry lemonade. I got root beer. I got cherry limeade, which I don't know about you, but did you have this when you went to like high school football games and they had like the cherry limeade with like the good ice? No? Okay, never mind then.
I don't remember that. Me of
being in high school, but anyway.
But that is like the Poppy at Costco. If you ever get Poppy from Costco, that is the pack that you get all those ones. So I've tried all those ones. But yeah, Olipop is just my jam. Not the poppies, unfortunately. Anyways, Hello. Welcome to Candidly 30. How is everybody? This is Kelly.
This is Kate Fleur. I always forget about that part. Thank you for reminding me. I was listening to our latest episode and we forgot to put in like the beginning music. Was that intentional?
Did I?
Okay. No. Never mind. Anyway.
No, there definitely was, but I also noticed that, like, I only do 15 seconds of it, and you do, like, 45 seconds of it, and then I do a fade-in, so, like, it's really short. Anyway.
So, yeah, you know who edits the episode based on how much intro time there is. Anyway.
Don't you guys love us? Oh, shit. Anyways, I actually didn't listen to it again. Like, when it comes out on my phone, I usually listen to it again. But I did not this time. So, whoopsies. Ugh, what are you drinking?
Get out. I'm double fisting today. It's been a day, everybody. It's been Monday. It's the Monday. Yeah, it's a Monday. When the yen went crazy. So, everybody in my office just on the phone, blah, blah, blah. But...
Oh, yeah. We talked about that. I heard that the stock market was going crazy today, but I didn't hear anything else about it. What does that mean?
I mean, it's so stupid. Like, obviously people lose their minds when the stock market goes down 1,000 points or whatever, but it's literally doubled since COVID. So like, and it's a day, like it'll come back. It's fine. Anyway, I don't really understand what happened, but like the yen was kind of crashing or something like that. And then, there's also some suspicious, like Kamala Harris is about to announce her VP. So they're like, is that VP going to be business friendly or not so business friendly? So like there's a lot of anxiety, I think, when it comes to corporations at the moment. At least this is the feedback that I'm getting from my like people that I work with, but I don't know what I'm talking about. So I mean, I kind of do, but I don't want to talk about it here or espouse myself as like an expert, because I'm definitely not yet anyway.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, I haven't really been on socials today just because work was also crazy for me today, but yeah, what are you drinking?
So I've got a Mirror Pond pale ale from Deschutes in Bend. Look at that.
Yeah, it is.
Bend Repin right here.
Hell yeah.
I have my probiotic Poppy root beer flavor, and it's not great. It's not great, people. So
sorry, I didn't mean to rain your parade. I hope you do like it.
It's fine. I just think this particular flavor of root beer needs to not taste like a probiotic. Like, I'm just craving, like, A&W root beer float situation, you know? Ugh, I have a pimple on my cheek, too, and it's so frustrating.
No. I can't see it through my shitty camera, so don't you worry. No one will see it. Okay. Speaking of root beer, have you ever, I know you don't go to Trader Joe's very often, but have you ever had the root beer float, like, popsicles from there?
No, talk to me about this.
I just, I always get the orange creamsicle ones because, like, the actual popsicle on the outside, but then the inside is all, like, ice cream, you know, like this vanilla ice cream, basically. But last time I was checking out with the orange creamsicle one, the guy, because you know how they always talk to you and ask you all these questions and whatever, but he was like, you should definitely try the root beer ones if you like these ones. And so I was like, I'm not really a root beer girly, but like, yeah, that sounds great. So anyways, I bought them last time I was there and I just brought one for me and Lindsay to eat when we were driving to the river. Cause I was like, this is like summer at its finest, like eating a popsicle on the way to jump in the river because it's hot as balls outside. So anyway, and yeah, she was like, wait, I would never pick this, but it is so, so good. I was like, I know. It was great. So if you like root beer, you would probably really like it. So
okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't like gravitate towards root beer. That's not like what I need in my life all the time, but there are moments when, you know, it's been summer, it's been hot, and a root beer float just hits different. So
yeah, a Diet Dr. Pee Pee sounds so good right now.
Ew, I don't understand why people are so obsessed with Dr. Pee Pee. Is that what you called it? That's embarrassing. Oh my God. Okay, people. It's been a Monday. Dr. Pee Pee.
I'm so sorry. I apologize. It's embarrassing. Anyway, yeah, it's been a Monday for sure. It's just lots going on. This week
Are you drinking something? Or what are you?
No, I just have Kelly water. Kelly just got out of
the shower. She's being very adult. She just washed her hair. Ugh, I haven't done that in a day or two.
It was an everything shower and it was glorious. So
so we're not gonna get that candid. It's okay.
No, I've just been drinking every day for a lot of days, so I'm like really enjoying. Lindsay and I were actually just talking about this. I'm actually really enjoying not drinking today or tomorrow or Wednesday. Probably will start back up on Thursday because I have friends visiting. So yeah, I'm just enjoying these few days where I don't have any alcohol in the system. So that's exciting. And then, yeah, it's just like a busy, busy week. So Sam and Josh flying on Wednesday.
I still have it on my calendar and it like sent me a reminder or something the other day. And I was like, I'm not going to be there, but at least I know where they're coming. It's kind of fun. Yeah. Hi Sam. Hi Josh.
For sure. So they fly on Wednesday. We got activities. It's Lindsay's birthday on Friday. We're hopefully hiking South Sister, so I'll just give all the updates on like what ends up happening. But then very, very exciting for me, Tyler Childers is coming to Bend, Oregon. Holy moly. And I get to see him for the first time ever in my life on Saturday, and I'm so excited. And it's like the standing situation where like it's at our big amphitheater, but like they usually do lawn or chairs, but this one's just gonna be a lawn situation, so I'm just gonna literally push to the very front and I'm just gonna scream all the songs. I already told everyone because we're going as a huge group. There's like a lot of people that I know are going, so it's gonna be really fun in that way, like pre-hanging out, pre-gaming. And then but yeah, I was like, once I get in there, I buy bitches. Like, I'm leaving you. I'm going straight to the front. So
I love it. Good.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that. And Josh has never been here in summer, so we're gonna do all the summer things. We're gonna do floating and hiking, and yeah, so that'll be really fun. But yeah, I'm just looking forward to this week. But it's also Jordy. So if those of you who don't know Jordan, whose house that I'm living in, she is hiking the PCT. And she's actually made it to Bend. So very exciting. She's here. Going to be here on Thursday. So hopefully I get to see her at some point this weekend too. Yeah, there's just a lot going on. So I'm going to be running rampant this weekend. But all exciting things, all good things. So
all good things. Yeah. All good things. That's exciting.
What about you? Well, what's been here last week?
It's been just crazy busy with work. My brother's here. We're like trying to take full advantage of him in his last 2 weeks. So we've been doing a lot of electrical work. We've been doing a lot of housework. I like spent 3 or 4 hours doing my lawn the other day. We like
what's your lawn?
Cause I was just like pulling weeds and pulling and like kind of getting the dead stuff out of there. Cause it's like in the summer/fire season kind of timeframe for me to do that. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just been like a lot of housework and then work. And then this Wednesday I'm leaving to fly to San Diego for 2 days. And then on Friday, I fly up to Fresno to stay with my sister, and then I go to my parents' house, and we're going to be in California all next week. So we like need to talk about the calendar.
Yeah.
And then, and then when we get back, Andrew and I have like adult things, like going to the doctor, finding a dentist, just kind of getting organized a little bit for the fall. Excuse me. So yeah, it's just a lot. And I really anticipated that August was going to be like cool, calm and collected. And then all of a sudden it was go to San Diego, go here. My managing partner's coming in tomorrow. I've got a ton of interviews going on, which is great. It's a lot of activity, but I did work like a 10 and a half hour day today. I just have a feeling that this week, and that's why I have a pimple on my cheek because I'm just stressed. Nines.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's fine. It's all good. I mean, like, it's good activity. We're getting a lot of stuff done, but it's not like fun activities. You know?
Yeah. Like, I'm sure you're San Diego itching at the bit to be able to just like lay in bed for like one day.
I haven't like You know, okay, last year was such a cool, calm, and collected. I wouldn't get out of bed until like noon. You know, I'd wake up, have coffee in bed, and watch a TV thing or whatever. And this year, I haven't like had a chance to sleep in since like March. And that's just really hard on my body.
Yeah.
So, but it's good. When we get back and when the wind and the rain and the snow comes, I'm just going to hunker down and like not go anywhere. It's going to be great. I told my mom that I was going to like buy a flight for Thanksgiving, buy a flight for Christmas. So like we do have holiday plans, but it's not too bad. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Anyway. And we're going on a super secret squirrel trip at the end of this month.
I totally forgot about that. So the week that I get back, I think the following week we go on our secret little rendezvous, and I'm very, very excited about it. Also,
I'll let you sleep in. I promise. I won't even wake you up.
I think I might have to like maybe low key work that time. So I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Anyway,
One of my really good friends, has this happened to you? Like work and life and things are insane. Like, I don't know how I missed this because I normally don't miss it. But her birthday was in July, and like I was traveling and I totally forgot to call. And then I didn't hear from her for like 3 weeks or 2 weeks. And then she called me and she was like, "Hey, I would like to talk to you about something. I'm like a little brokenhearted that like you missed my birthday and I haven't heard from you. I feel like you're drifting. Like, what can I do to maintain this relationship? You're important to me." And I'm like, "Oh my God, I feel so bad. I'm a bad friend. Like I love her. I want her to be sick. Like I want to be in her life and stuff, but it's just, it's this, you know, it's not when I'm not in front of them on a day-to-day basis, it just, I get overwhelmed and
it happens.
Some things slip and I just feel like such an ass, but I'm so glad that she called because she was like thinking that I was mad at her. Like she took it personally. And I was like, no, that's obviously not what happened. Like call me out on my shiz. Like I will own that for sure. But I just feel like icky. Like I feel like a bad friend.
No,
feel bad.
I feel like it happens always, and you have to be so like, friendships are also just like relationships. Like they take so much time and nurturing and effort, and yeah, it just is a lot sometimes. So I actually also had a conversation last night with a friend who we just were like we're just like not communicating well, I think. And so both of us thought that we were like mad at each other. You know what I mean? So anyways, we had a good conversation last night and, all good. Yeah. It's just like, it is what it is. Summer's busy. Like if you don't text someone back or if you, I don't know, everything means like something sometimes, you know what I mean? When like, it doesn't mean anything at all. And so it's hard to like read between the lines sometimes. So anyways, that's definitely happened to me and it is a lot of work and a lot of time and effort and everything. So yeah, it's just like the season of life that you're in currently. So I wouldn't take it to heart. I wouldn't feel bad. It's just, you'll do better next time, you know?
Yeah, I'll do better. But I think that was like one of those moments where I had to like sit with myself and recalibrate a little bit with like, what am I focusing on? Is it worth my time? Am I giving myself enough work-life balance? If not, how do I work that in?
Mm-hmm.
And like, it, to be fair, like I haven't really done that in the last few months. Like I was going to go with you guys and then I couldn't because I didn't hit my goals for work and like my specific metrics. So I just felt bad, like not going going. And then I felt bad going, you know what I mean? It was like catch 22 situation, which is never fun. But you know, as adults, we have that happens and we have to like decide how we are going to live our lives. And it sucks.
It is a weird balance for sure.
Sucks.
I mean, I've literally been telling myself that this entire year. I'm like, because remember at the beginning of the year, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to plan so much. Literally May, June, and half of July were like completely full. So I'm like, what can I do? How? And I don't know. It's so hard because you don't want to say no to things, you know, you don't want to. And yeah. And everyone does such fun things that I'm just like, what do I balance and what do I prioritize and all that kind of stuff. And it does get really sticky and it does get really hard and feelings sometimes do get hurt when you're just like, I literally can't. But it's like you're choosing yourself over that. And so it's hard too.
I did buy a book like forever and a day ago called Do Less by Kate North. And I feel like I haven't read it, or maybe I need to go back and read it and like check in with myself a little bit.
You want to put that on your faves list?
No, because I haven't read it in forever, but I'm so excited. I feel like I've been consuming a lot lately just because I've been living life. So I have a pretty significant and I think it's exciting. Faves list.
Yeah. So today we're going to do faves, everybody. Do you want to kick it off? Let's just go straight into it.
I want to talk to you about this show. It's probably not your vibe, but I don't care. Do you remember the Divergent movie?
Yeah.
Theo, totally. What's his name? What's the guy's name? Theo, what's his face?
I don't know anyone's name. You're asking the wrong person.
I think his name's like Theo James or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, it was the main guy from Divergent, and he has a new Netflix series called The Gentleman.
Mm.
Oh my God. It's right up my vibe. It's like, he has inherited his father's estate, which is so many acres in this like ancient ass, you know, estate that's all Victorian England or whatever. His older brother, who like technically should have gotten the estate, is a hot mess, which I get. His mm-hmm. brother's kind of funny. And then the guy, Theo James, or whatever his name is, comes into a realization that his father has been subsidizing his estate by illegally weed farming. So he's like in the syndicate crime organization, kind of like trying to prove his way, but also back off from that. And it's really interesting and kind of like tongue in cheek. And I think it's a Guy Ritchie creation. I don't know. I'm kind of enjoying it. It's not very like outrageously hilarious, but it's very tongue in cheek, sarcastic.
For sure.
It's very fun.
My mom watched it and she really liked it. So when we were in Ireland, actually, she had watched it like right before we left. We watched the first episode, but that was as far as I got. But so I got that like whole plot line that you just like explained from the first episode. So it's not like it's a spoiler. That's like everything you'll learn in the first episode.
Last episode to watch. Yeah. Ooh, I'm very excited.
His brother is so stressful. He is such a mess. I don't think I could watch it because it stressed me out so much. But also, like, he is just, like, beautiful. And he just, of course, solves everything the whole time. So, anyway, yeah, the, like, main character guy. But, I did think it was really good. But I don't think it is really my cup of tea, honestly. Right. But I probably could get into it if it was, like, a rainy day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But his, like, main girl or whatever, her name's like Susie Glass, and she's like low-key who I want to grow up to be, because she's like taking over her dad's crime, like $1 billion business or something like that.
Nice.
Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
No, it just reminds me of the place where we watched it was this like random Airbnb outside of Killarney. And we like went to the national park that day or whatever with my friend Regina. And then we were in this like huge mansion out in the middle of like the countryside, because like there's so many like countryside houses. Anyways, we like left the city and like went out to the country a little bit to stay in this Airbnb, and we're like watching it in this Airbnb. And so I just had this very appropriate picture of like looking out at like the Killarney Mountains, watching The Gentleman from our Airbnb window. Yeah. Anyway, that's awesome. Yeah,
that's my first fave.
Cool. Okay. My first fave, I guess I just have to talk about it. But I don't really think it's a fave, but the Olympics. OMG. Like, it's not really a fave, but I've been deep in the Olympics. Like, I'm getting so deep into it. Like, I just have
such a deep way to say that.
I've just had them on, like, on my computer because I have Peacock. And so it just has, like, live streaming, or what do they call it? Like, ongoing coverage or whatever. So mm-hmm. they have a, like, famous or, like, the more popular, like, events happening that they have them like recorded. You can watch them live too, but like they have them recorded so you can like go back and rewatch them. But I've just been watching like those, obviously. And I like told you before, like last episode, that I was like writing down all the events that I like wanted to see and like put them in my calendar and stuff. But like they actually just have like all the events that are ongoing anyway. So I've just had it on like in the background when I've been working for like the last whatever, you know, week. I mean, I think they're almost over. I think they're over on Friday, aren't they? I guess I should have looked that up.
I think they are.
But anyways, and so just there's so many like things that I would never have chosen to watch that I like have fallen in love with watching and like gotten really into. Like, for one, synchronized swimming. Have you ever watched it? It's insane.
Never.
The way that they do that stuff is so crazy. Like, they're literally water polo players, but they do like flip people in the air and stuff. It is wild. Like, the amount of strength they have to have is... Like, the thing about gymnastics is, yes, it's so, so cool, but those women have to hold their breath. They have to know gymnastics. They have to be able to swim. They have to be able to tread water. Like, they have to know all of these things all in one. Like, it's wild. So I just have like so much more respect for different sports and stuff. Like also the rugby team. Do you follow Ilana or whatever her name was? She like got really famous on TikTok. She ended up being on the rugby team, obviously, but they ended up getting the bronze medal and just like watching them go through. Like I watched the first game where they lost to Australia. It was probably like the second or third game, but I watched that game and then they found out they were like going to qualifying. And then, yeah, I watched them win the bronze and it's just such a crazy sport. Like I just love it so much. So anyways, the Olympics are giving me so much feels. And also it's so crazy. Like I literally cry every time someone else cries and like gets emotional. And I'm just like, yes, it's so cool. It is so crazy and so cool. But it's also wild to think that like that is their whole life. You know what I mean? Right. And now it's like over. And now like what? Like, I don't know. Unless they have
there's so much that goes into it.
What they do have they do now?
They have to train. They train for the next thing. Yeah. They like spend so much time qualifying for the Olympics and training to qualify for said Olympics that only happen every 4 years or something crazy. Like you don't just like wake up and you're an Olympian. Like you have to work at it. Anyway, I did watch Simone Biles and Suni Lee's vault and I watched their floor. Was incredible. And then I watched the women's street skateboarding final and like that was really cool because Coco from Japan she crushed it. And like the thing that was, they said a comment about Coco's, she did like a kickflip, landed it on a pipe and then did a 180 or something like that and then landed it, something crazy. They were like, if you pay attention to the momentum that she's just like free falling in the air while she's also maneuvering the skateboard and like landing that trick specifically, like it's, she would die if she wasn't like, she, yeah, it would, wow, it would be really, really brutal if she like just landed right on the concrete. Dang. Which I'm sure happens. Like that's crazy. I don't know. Mad respect.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I watched the floor finals this morning and it was like the last gymnastics competition or whatever. And Simone was just like in so much pain. I mean, her like calf was wrapped like all of the Olympics, but she was like warming up or whatever. And she like fell pretty bad. And I think she was just like, my calf is like hurting me today. Anyways, they, but yeah, she got second. She got the silver medal or whatever. But also the Rebecca Androgy or whatever her name is.
Uh-huh.
The other girl is so freaking good and they're so supportive of each other. It's so stinking cute. Like I am obsessed with them. But I just want to say, okay, so currently at the moment, the U.S. has 79 medals, 21 gold, 30 silver, and 28 bronze. That is banana. Obviously, we always get the most, but we also probably put the most people in, I feel like.
Probably.
Compared to other countries. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That was a really long fave. Okay. Keep it going.
You're good. I love it. I think the Olympics are important, and I'm here for female athletics, so it's all fabulous. So I want to talk about, I had to go to Milwaukee just recently. I think I talked about it on the last podcast, but I was like really worried about bugs, and like we're going to California next week. So I ended up buying Murphy's Natural Mosquito Repellent Wipes. And it's just like basically a baby wipe, but you have all the like citronelle stuff in it and you just like, it's good for traveling. It doesn't get everywhere. You don't like pop in front of your suitcase and then it's just like, everything smells like mosquito repellent.
Do they actually work?
I think they worked. I wore them every day I was in Milwaukee. I didn't get a single mosquito bite and all my coworkers were like dying. And then I also bought, I'm going to add this together. It's technically my other fave, but I bought one of the Klinganic.
Oh, those bracelets.
Yeah. The bracelets. And so I have like 10 or like 12 of them that I'm going to wear to California next week because hella mosquito weather and shit like that. So, yeah. And I think they work. So I'm just going to keep going and I really like them. And plus the mosquito repellent smell to me is like really good. I'm like a weirdo though. I like the citronelle smell just in general.
I like citronella. Yeah. I always like it. Yeah.
Citronella or citronella. Am I saying it wrong? Like a dummy?
I always thought it was citronella. I don't know.
I have no idea. Anyway. So the bracelets are great. And then also the wipes are great for travel. So yeah.
Nice. Does it have tea in it? Do you know off the top of your head? The wipes?
I have no idea. I would have to look that up on Amazon. I got it from Amazon, so.
Nice. Perfect. I'm sure you could look it up. Okay. Mm-hmm. My next one is going to be a dress. I'm sure everyone, if you're on TikTok, you get targeted for this 100% of the day. it is the Halara romper dress. So what's cool about it is it's all stretchy, obviously. It's like a workout dress kind of situation, but like it has a built-in bra in it, obviously, but it has shorts in it. Also, but you also have like a butt flap so you can like pee in it. You don't have to like take, it's not like a romper where you have to like pull the whole thing off and you're like completely naked, you know? So you just have a little butt flap in the back and you like pull the shorts off to go pee or whatever, and then you can put them back on. So yeah, it is super comfortable. My boobs, like I don't really feel comfortable showing that much boob. It's kind of booby, but I really love it. And there's so many different fun colors.
So I need to know the name so I can look it up on Amazon and check out this butt flap situation.
It's called the Halara romper dress. I don't know if it's on Amazon. Maybe it is. It's always on TikTok shop. Like Halara sells all their stuff on TikTok shop.
How do you have a dress that has like a butt flap? I don't understand that.
They're like the shorts are like, they basically disconnect at the hips, if that makes sense. So you can like pull it down and go pee. But it's very comfortable. It's very cool because you can pee in it. Very workout friendly, but also like looks cute-ish to where you can wear it out. Like I wore it to the fair the other day. I went to the fair the other day.
You went to the like the actual agriculture fair?
Yeah, sorry, not fair. I went to the Deschutes County Fair with Kat, and it was so fun. We like went and looked at all the animals, and we got some snackies, and Little Kim was playing, and Bow Wow.
What? Little Kim at the fair?
Isn't that crazy? I guess like 2 years ago, Nelly was playing. Last year, I can't remember, someone also really silly was playing, but yeah, the fair was so fun. Anyways, so yeah, but what? It was as balls, those poor little kids and all their animals, all the FH, or yeah, FH?
Yeah.
4-H.
4-H. It's like FH, it's FFA, and then 4-H, Future right. Farmers of America. That's what it is. Oh my God. My Exeter is coming through. Anyway, nice. That's cool. I do love a good fair. What was like the snacky stuff? Do they still do in like funnel cake and like.
Totally. All the classics, corn dogs. They had this crazy thing that had, it was like a brick of French fries. No joke. It was like 4x8, like block of French fries. It was the weirdest thing to see, and everyone was buying it. I kind of wanted it just for funsies, but I was like, there's no way anyone could eat that many French fries. So
I mean, how do you eat that? That's weird. A block of French fries?
Do you, I like, mean, you could like it? They were like string fries, so you could like pull them apart, I'm assuming. I don't know.
Interesting.
I didn't see anyone actually eating them. So
you know what I haven't had in a day and a half that sounds really good, but it's always at the county fair where I grew up. They have those corn on the cob with all the elote cojita cheese or whatever. And it's just like you can't eat it and not look like a gremlin. But yeah, that
they had caramel apples too, and I was like, oh my God, I really want a caramel apple or cotton candy. Yes.
Yeah, cotton candy. Yeah, caramel apples would be delicious, but caramel gets stuck in my teeth, and I've been dealing with like a lot of teeth stuff lately, which is why I have to go find a dentist and crap like that.
Yeah, shoot. I'm sorry.
Oh man, the fair is so fun. Like, good snacks. Did you like play any games and stuff?
No, we didn't play any games. There was a bunch of games. There's a ton of rides, but like obviously. We didn't do that just because that's not what we were there for.
It's expensive,
but,
right? Yeah.
And then we watched a dog show, and which was really silly. They just like did flips and jumps and like all these crazy frisbee tricks. there was a camel just like doing camel rides around, and there was a sea lion show. So
what?
A lot happening at the Deschutes County Fair. It was.
I don't remember camels at the county fair where I grew up. But
no, 100%.
People did have camels because, like, or llamas. That's what it was. They had a lot of llamas where I grew up. Anyway,
they had alpacas. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, that sounds like so much fun. I can't believe that almost you didn't even talk about it or mention it.
Sorry. Yeah, I actually haven't talked about anything I did last weekend. I was only talking about what I'm doing this weekend.
Okay, is it my turn, or do you want to talk about what you did last weekend?
No, I'll do a quick synopsis at the end.
Okay, so the other thing that I want to, I don't know if you heard that, was my husband just walking past. the other thing I want to talk about is a charging station. So I just moved into this house, right? We just moved into the master bedroom. I like don't know where all my charging crap is. It's all over the place. And I'm the kind of individual who like doesn't have, I don't understand what happens. Like, I will just walk away from my charging thing and then, like, not see it for the rest of my life. Hmm. So I'm constantly losing bricks. I'm constantly losing wires. Like, I've officially decided that, like, I'm not going to worry about it. Whenever I have a problem, I just go to my husband and he will find it for me. Thanks. But I just bought this charging station dock, and my friend Val, who came to my wedding in Mexico, she's in Italy. She bought it. It's like three squares that are all connected, and you just like travel. It's all good to stack together or whatever, but it does like my watch and my AirPods at the same time. It does my phone, and it charges everything in like an hour. It's amazing. And it only cool. costs me like $30 on Amazon or something. Whoa, so
I want that.
Yeah, it was awesome. Anyway, I've been a little low-key obsessed with it because it's just so easy to like, let me see if I can find it. It's just called like a charging, travel charging dock or whatever. Look that up. I'm sure that you'll be able to find it.
Okay.
The one that I bought was called from a brand. It just says charging station for Apple. You can buy the Apple brand one, but it's like, you know, $100 or whatever.
Yeah.
This one's like $33. It's from a company called, I can't even pronounce it, Isoyx, Isoyox. Like, how do you pronounce that?
I don't know.
Comes in lots of different colors. There's a pink one. There's a blue one. I got a white one because I'm a basic person. So it was awesome. And I love it. And I have it right by my bed, and I take it with me when I travel. So
cool.
A game changer.
Amazing. All right. I'm definitely going to pick one up. Okay. My next one is going to be, a product. So it's called Derma E microdermabrasion scrub. So what happened is, well, like a bunch of people, well, all of us use like Buy Nothing around here on the Facebook group, you know, do you ever use that?
Yeah.
Okay.
All the time.
Someone had gotten it off of Buy Nothing, and then, but they didn't like it, or I don't even know, but they're like, do you want this? And I was like, oh my God, I'm always looking for good microdermabrasion, just like shower scrubs or whatever. I like to do it like a couple times a week just because I feel like, whatever, I think it's helpful. Any users, I really like this one because it's like really fine. It doesn't feel like it's like scraping your face off like the like apricot scrub, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
But anyways, it's really nice. You can buy it on Amazon. It's not that expensive. And so anyways, she didn't like it. So I got it. I was gifted it from the like Buy Nothing group or whatever. But now I just bought like another one because I ran out. So I highly recommend, if I'm buying it again, I feel like it's worth it. And I've been trying to not just spend money on stupid random products lately because I had, for so long, I had so many stupid random products that I was just like, I need to use all this crap up, you know, before I buy anything else. And so I'm finally getting to that point where I'm like just buying the stuff that I actually like now. So
nice.
Anyways, that's one of those products, definitely twice a week sure situation.
That I've mentioned this before, but I use the Dermalogica Thermifoliant thing, and it's kind of like a microdermabrasia, whatever. And it's like $75. So maybe if yours is way cheaper, like I'll switch because mine's expensive.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not that expensive. Yeah.
But it's too expensive. Anyway, I think I'm ready for my last fave, if that's okay.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So lately I have been cooking a lot because I don't want to buy anything because it's so expensive to go out. But we also have been going out like crazy. Anyway, I just did this pot roast recipe, and it was like one of those things that you chuck in the like crock pot or whatever, and then you don't worry about it. Cause it's like, I'm a little annoyed if I'm honest with you. Like I'm feeding myself, I'm feeding my husband, and now I'm feeding my brother. So like I have to prepare and get like bigger meals because my husband doesn't eat, and I'll just be fine with like snacking on chips. So I can't do that. So I made this pot roast recipe, and it was like red wine, Worcestershire sauce, and like a whole yellow onion and like bay leaves and whatever. And it was fall apart in your mouth, very buttery. And it was very, very good. It was like Sunday dinner because I was working. I don't think I stopped working until like 8:30 last night. But at least I was able to have like good, yummy food because I had thought ahead of it. Yeah, I got like my car serviced. I got my car clean. I got my nails done. I got ready for my trips. I'm like packed, and yeah, it's just a lot, but, yeah, anyway. But anyway, the pot roast recipe, if you haven't done that in a while, like, it's not really something I would recommend in the summertime because it's kind of hot. It's more of like a fall thing. But
it's so nice having meals ready to go whenever you're ready.
Yeah. Yeah. And now that I've done it and I really like it, like, I know what to do. I'll just like chuck it all in the crock pot and be able to have like put that on my rotation. Except a chuck roast these days for like five, I bought like a 3.5 pounder or whatever because I got a big one because there was three of us that were going to eat it. And I wanted to like have leftovers for lunch and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was like $35. Isn't that kind of like expensive? Yeah.
Yeah. That's a lot. Holy moly. I don't know how much it's supposed to cost, but that seems like a lot.
It was a lot. But I did get like the choice because the Costco choice beef or whatever. So I feel like even at Costco, that was kind of expensive. But anyway, it was really good. I'm glad we still have leftovers for like 2 days and then we're going to leave on Wednesday anyway. So it kind of worked out.
Perfect.
3 meals per 3 days or something like that. So
yeah,
it worked out.
Cool. But,
yeah,
I'll do my last one. So it's a Free People dupe on Amazon. It's the Square Neck Crop Top. It has like, that's just what it's called. It's called dupe on Amazon. It's called dupe Square Neck Crop Top, but it has like flowers on it. I don't know if you've seen it on there. It's like it went kind of viral like the beginning of summer, but it's super comfortable. It is really cute. I feel like square necks are just like flattering on a lot of people in general. But yeah, it just has like, it's a weird fabric. I can't even like describe it. Like the flowers are the fabric, you know what I mean? But it's really cute. It's really trendy. It goes with everything pretty much. Like they have all the colors and everything, but yeah, that one. Yes.
That one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's like a jacquard kind of embroidery something.
It's definitely looks like for people.
It doesn't, it's not embroidery, but it's some kind of material.
Yeah.
Collected. Also, why do they have that photo in advertising?
Wait, this what? Woman. It's creepy. That's creepy.
That's the creepiest photo I've ever seen. That's what they have on like Russian sex websites.
Oh,
like, that's
no. Weird. Oh,
Lord. This woman's leaning over and you can see her whale tail thong and she's just like looking at the camera while she's sipping on her coffee.
But it's supposed to be like of the crop top, but that's not at all what it is of. Oh God, that's terrifying.
Why. Anyway.
Super funny. Anyways, it's super comfortable. It's super stretchy. And yeah, it's really cute with like everything and just like jean shorts or whatever. Easiest, like comfiest outfit ever. Yeah, okay. Do you want to go into gratitudes and grievances?
Yes. I will start with a grieve if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. So my grievance.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Are you?
She was going to rage for a while, she said. So.
No, I'm just annoyed that like, I don't know how to describe this. Like, nothing in my life is working out the way that it needs to be working. Okay. Mm. I'm working too much. I have a pimple on my cheek. I'm going to be traveling. My closet hasn't been like officially done. You know, when you just like throw stuff into and you have to like find everything. I haven't been able to like fold my laundry. It's been in my freaking dryer for like 3 days at this point. I hate that. I hate not like being on top of my life. So my grievance is for the universe to like throw me a freaking break, you know, give me a day or two where I don't have to feel like a hostess or I feel like I have to catch up on work or like, you know, call my mom. And I don't know, I'm just very overwhelmed with everything. And like nothing is easy. Like just getting my trash out to the front thing to get picked up is like a freaking orchestra. It's so annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I feel like there's so much stuff in my life that's just too freaking hard. How do I streamline? How do I give myself time back so that I don't feel like a crappy friend and I can like give my presence to the people that I want to give my presence to? It's very frustrating.
I know. I kind of feel you also about that. Like there's just so many things that I would like to do and that I would like to get done, but it's just like, how does anyone get all of the things done? Like it seems impossible. You know what I mean?
Like doing and an like eat healthy assistant.
And yeah, right. Seriously.
I haven't worked out in so long.
It's if there was so someone sad. Who would just like literally like schedule appointments and call people that I don't want to call, that would like help so, so much. Like honestly,
I want somebody to like clean my house and make me breakfast and dinner. Like that's all I need. And then I don't have to worry about it. And I can focus on like other things, you know? Oh God. Anyway.
Yeah.
Even that, I still wouldn't have like enough time. Like I'm still, this whole thing in my den is still not, it's not done. It's not
done. And
you
I
will get there. You're going to have October, and your October, you're just going to like settle in and get super cozy,
yeah,
comfy cozy, and it's going to be great.
Hopefully. Anyway, that's my grievance. Just feel like life is becoming a little overwhelming, and I need to not feel that way, but I can't help it because things have to get done. Like, I can't just say no to these responsibilities, right? Yeah. Like, I can't not go do my dishes or whatever. So it's just a lot. But anyway, let's end on a positive note.
Okay. Yeah. So gratitude. I am just very grateful for the last weekend. So I did have action packed. So I feel like we were talking, did we talk about Bride and Merch before? I feel like we did talk about it. We
vaguely mentioned it. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, Lindsay and I organized all of our friends to go on Lake Billy Chinook and for the day on a party barge, which was like a 2-level, it's pretty janky, but like, it's fun regardless. Like, there's a bathroom, there's a grill, but like, there's a slide, but that's pretty much it. Like, it's whatever. But anyways, it's so fun. It fits 25 people. So we ended up getting 24. And yeah, just because it was kind of crazy there at the end. Just because like so many people had dropped out the last week and it was getting overwhelming for a second. Mm-hmm. But it's okay. It is what it is. I totally understand people have actual lives. So, but anyways, we ended up filling most of the spots and it was so fun. And the group like was so great. That was like my biggest fear was just like that the group wouldn't like vibe super well if it was just super random people, you know what I mean? Or just like you're on a boat for 9 hours together. So like you gotta like each other. And, but anyways, it's super fun. Like we all just kind of partied during the day and it was a really hot day. And so we just spent so much time in the water. It's a really cool lake. Like it's a wild experience. Like the walls are just like super steep and anyways, yeah, there's three rivers that like couldn't come together at one place for like the dam or whatever, so you can like go up each of like the rivers and like see the different rivers and stuff. It's really fun. So anyways, we just had the best time and like everyone was really sweet and just like thank you so much for organizing. Like that was literally the highlight of summer. Like it was the best Aww. Day that we've had of summer so far. And yeah, it was just like really nice because it was like on like Monday or, you know, like on Wednesday, I think I was like, I'm not doing this ever again. Like, this is too much. Like, just trying to organize people because, you know, yeah, people just like to throw you for a loop and just like, I don't know. So yeah, yeah. It was just like the money situation, which ended up being fine. I mean, it all turns out fine. It's just like in the yeah. moment, it's just like a lot, you know? So, and like getting everyone on the boat and making sure everyone was there early on time, because it was like an hour drive or so from Bend to get there. So yeah, just like all that stuff. But like once I was on the boat, I was like, I don't care about literally anything.
So, I'm on a boat.
Yeah, it was so fun. So anyways, Yay. It was great. And it was like such a good kind of like way to end summer, quote unquote, end summer, even though summer is here in full force, is very hot still. But yeah, and so like even some people were like, can we do this like every month of summer? And I'm like, if oh, you help me organize it, then like absolutely, because it is really cool. It's very fun. And it is really like pennies if you think about it for like that long of a time. Like we each paid $35, so it really wasn't that much money. Like, and yeah, it was totally worth it. So anyways, and just getting to spend all the like quality time with your friends and just like see them totally. Do funny things. Like we ended up having some friends come with the jet ski. So then they had like a tube on the back of that. So then we got to like jet ski around the lake, which was Yay! Super fun. So we got to like do something else also, not just like lay and lounge and go down the slide and stuff and eat food. So anyways, yeah, it was just like such a good day. But anyways, yeah. And then yesterday I went to the fair and then I had dinner with a friend and then I mean, sorry, that was Saturday. And then yesterday I ended up going on like a super long hike, which was awesome. And because I feel like I haven't worked out in a long time, which is not great just because, yeah, I've been running around rampant, like trying to keep my head on straight. And then in the afternoon, I ended up going to a friend's house. She's like house sitting out on this ranch in Tumalo. And we just like, it's right on the Tumalo River, which was incredible. So we like swam in the river, but they also had a pool. So we just like had nice. A pool day and we just like ate snacks together and had glizzies, like grilled up Aww. Some dogs. And so, yeah, it was just like the epitome of summer. That's like my favorite thing is just like being with friends and like barbecuing and eating and being in the sun and whatever. Like it was You're just like the best.
In your element. That's amazing.
Yeah. So just grateful for friends who like want to do fun things like that in the river. Oh my God. Thank God for the river and jumping in the river. and then, yeah, thankful that everybody made the party barge happen and that we did it. We really did it because it was so fun. So Yay! Yeah, you'll definitely have to come next year because it was so great.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is my gratitude. We're going to get Kayfler out of here so she can not have a 12-hour day. And we're going to let her go relax. But we love you all so much.
Love you guys. Obviously, and this is the highlight. It was a good way to, like, catch up and just say hi. And hi for everybody. That's all. Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Well, thanks for being candid with us.
Bye.
Bye.
That's all for today's episode of Candidly 30. Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed chatting. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review. Your feedback helps us make the show even better. Follow us on Instagram @Candidly30. Thanks for being candid with us.